This is Washington, D.C.
Kulobu Studio 7, Molesi Sani, Isaga 22, Mabasa 2022, Mukhasisi Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Siyananzelela ukuthi ukhanya kulomsebenzi omuhle oyenzakalayo okusebenza ndawonye kulawo City Council, isebenza indawonye le Minister of Transport and the Infrastructure Development, injongo yokubana kuvuselelwe imigwaqo le esifile kuyisinqumo esihle.
Uhulumende usesungule uhlelo lokulungisisa imigwaqo yakoBulawayo esiwonakele okwamagama lapho akhangelele ukusebenzisa izigidi ezedlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa lengxenye zamadola $768 million.
Kanti-ke idolobha lakoBulawayo vele lilabantu abaningi kakhulu kunalokho okukhulunywayo lokho okuqanjwa bo-500,000-600,000 sikhuluma ngedolobha elilamamiliyoni abantu. Ngakho-ke khona lokho ngibona sengathi kuzabuya kuphume kube yikho okukhona ukuze lezo ndawo zithole imali encane zingathuthuki zihlale zinjalo.
Uhlelo lokubalwa kwabantu olusungulwe izolo luyaqhubeka namhla elizweni lapho inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zikhuthaza ukubana impumela yalo ibe neqotho. Kuvuza Friday liviki kulomculi opheka njalo acule umdumo owehouse kanye lengoma zokholo uSimbarashe Godzai. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kule msakazo. Uhulumende usesungule uhlelo lokulungisisa imigwaqo yakoBulawayo esiwonakele okwamagama lapho akhangelele ukusebenzisa izigidi ezedlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa lengxenye zamadola $768 million. Lolu hlelo ngolokusebenzelana kwekansili yaleli dolobho eyeCity Council logatsha lukahulumende olubona ngokutholwa kwabantu lempahla. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uhlelo olwe-Emergency Road Rehabilitation Program 2 i-ERRP2 lusungulwe nguhulumende ngemva kokunanzelela ukwehluleka kwamakhansili elizweni lonke ukuqhuba lomsebenzi. Umsekeli kameya wakoBulawayo uKhansila Mlando Ncube wamukele ngenjabulo uncedo lokulungisisa imigwaqo yaleli dolobho ethi kuzaphathisa kunhlelo abakade belazo.
Ikhansili ivele nje ilohlelo lolungisa imigwaqo edolobheni. Siyazi ukuthi izakhamizi zingabe zibona ngani kalokho, kodwa hayi lukhona siyazama indlela zonke. Ungakhayela kathesi uKami Road lwana oqonde Kami Prison, ungakhayela was paced that road. Even across the city we do have community groups who are doing portal patching. Konke lokhu sikwenza, but i-challenge imali nje ezimlutshwane esinazo njengekhansili.
Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi eyeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association, iBupra, uthi kuyisinqumo esihle ukuthi uhulumende angenele ekuvuseleleni imigwaqo.
Siyananzelela ukuthi ukhanya kulomsebenzi omuhle oyenzakalayo okusebenza ndawonye iBulawayo City Council, isebenza indawonye le Minister of Transport and the Infrastructure Development, injongo yokubana kuvuselelwe imigwaqo le esifile kuyisinqumo esihle and kuyaletha intuthuko emzini wakoBulawayo. Sinanzelela ukuthi kuzenza ukuthi abantu bahambe kalula. Lokho kuyanceda futhi ukuthi njengoba vele iBulawayo City Council ingelamali, nga uhulumende engenele banemgwaqo ebengcono yikho esikukhangeleleyo. So njengezakhamizi yemukela lolu hlelo.
Umnumzana Mthabisi Ndlovu, isakhamizi sakoBulawayo, uthi imigwaqo eselizweni ayifanelanga ukuba ngeyelizwe elikhululekileyo.
Isimo semgwaqo sibi kabi. Ma sikhangele imigwaqo yethu yonke ifile kakhulu kuleli iside leMathebeleland. Asila mgwaqo okuthiwa low ride. Xa usiye enkaya umgwaqo wakhona ufile, i-strip tar lokhu yalungiswa ngabelungu nini nini, singakazalwa lathi sesazisazalwa. 45 years siloko umgwaqo yakhona i-strip tar. Besifuna kakhulu ukuthi ngabe uhulumende yakhangela isimo semgwaqo.
Umnumzana Menelisi Gumede, esinye njalo isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo, uthi uhlelo lolu luhle sibili nxa imali ingasoze iphanjulwe.
Siyabonga uhlelo oluhle kangaka olokulungisa imigwaqo ngananzela imigwaqo eminingi yethu sokungamaphotholi agcweleyo kusokwenza ukuthi kube lezi ngozi emgwaqweni awusahambeki lapha le mota zethu zisifa kakhulu suspension iyaphangisa ukuphela amathaya aduka nxa yemigwaqo kodwa nxa uhlelo lelo selulontshiwe sikhangelele ukuthi lusetshenziswe kahle kungabi labantu abathatha izimali lezi bezisebenzise ngendlela engaqondanga kodwa konke kuhambe kuhle kungabi le-corruption kuzasincedisa imigwaqo yethu ibe right lokusiza imiphefumulo yabantu abaningi
imigwaqo esifile kobulawayo ibikwa ingabe iyisilinganiso sokungamashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu ekhulwini i-75% njalo ingalungiswa ngezigidi zamadola emelika ezingamakhulu ayisikhombisa i-$700 million ngaphansi kohlelo lolu olufakwe nguhulumende olokulungisa imigwaqo olwe-Emergency Road Rehabilitation Program 2 kukhangelelwe ukulungiswa imigwaqo elitshumi ekupheleni kwalo nyaka imigwaqo le igoqela undaba uCatherine Berry Drive, Inkulumane, Glenville, Lobengula Street, uChinamano, uNetherby, Rankini, Woodville Road, kanye leCowdery Park lalani kuhle. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Uhlelo lokubalwa kwabantu olusungulwe izolo luyaqhubeka namuhla elizweni lapho inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zikhuthaza ukubana impumela yalo ibe ngeqotho engasoze ibangele ukuncitshwa kwezinye izigaba zelizwe amathuba entuthuko alingana lezinye. Ubulawayo uvame ukuphikisa impumela le esithi inani labantu liphezulu kulalelo eliphunyiswa yilolu hlelo lwe-census. Abanye basola ukuqhatshwa kwabezomvikela labatsha bezanupf ngokuningi kulolu hlelo oluvame ukuqhutshwa izisebenzi zikahulumende ezigoqela ababalisi. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Statistics Agency ZimStats eqhuba lolu hlelo ikhuthaza abantu ukubana bebale bonke lemuli zabo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxa lomnumzana Evikela Ncube ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe.
Asisuthisekanga lakancane ngendlela lolu hlelo oluqhutshwa ngakhona ngokuba luqhutshwa sengathi yi-military operation. Kanti lohlelo lokubala abantu akudingi ukuthi baze babalwe ngamasosha, babalwe ngama-CIO, babalwe ngamapholisa, kodwa bamele babalwe ngendlela vele okufanele kubalwe ngayo abantu okwenzeka umhlaba wonke jikelele. Ngoba nxa ngabe kuluhlelo olubonakala lulamasosha kakhulu lwenza abantu bethuke bacabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe kukhona okunye okwenzakalayo, le mbuzo ezabibuzwa abantu baza kwehluleka ukuthi baza kwesaba ukuthi bayiphendule ngendlela efaneleyo ngokuba becabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe kukhona ubunhlelo obuthile okunye okuthile okudingakalayo ukuthi bazakale ngakho, kanti ke yikubalwa kwabantu nje. Ngakho ke hayi kasisuthisekanga, luhlelo selusephilisa abantu kulokuthi lubaphathe ngendlela njalo lubakhuthaze ngendlela efaneleyo.
Siyananzelela njalo ukuthi kwande ukuba lokuphikisana ngenani labantu ikakhulu edolobheni lakobulawayo. Kambe kathesi kuyini esingakubona kusenzakala? Njalo liyabona yini kule mpawu ezitshengisa ukuthi uhlelo lolu lungaqhutshwa ngemfanelo?
Vele kakuthembisa ukuthi abantu bazabalwa ngendlela efaneleyo. Kungathi kule njongo vele yokuthi kwezinye indawo kube labantu abalutshwane, ngivele ngokubona kwami kuza kwenziwa vele khona lokho ngokuba kuyancedisa futhi kuma constituencies. Nxa ngabe sekusabiwa ama constituencies, ibandla libusayo liyabe lifuna ukuthi indawo lezo ezisekela lona zibe labantu abaningi ukuze zibe lama constituents amaningi. Kanti ke idolobha lakobulawayo vele lilabantu abaningi kakhulu kulalokho okukhulunywayo lokho kuqanjwa bo 500,000-600,000, sikhuluma ngedolobheni lama million abantu. Ngakho ke khona lokho ngibona sengathi kuzabuya kuphume kube yikho okukhona ukuze lezo ndawo zithole imali encane zingathuthuki zihlale zinjalo, kanti ke zeqembe libusayo zibe labantu abaningi ukuze lithole ama constituents amaningi, libe labantu abaningi ephalamende kulalokho eliyikho khona endaweni ezilula ukuthi zilisekele.
Lo ngumnumzana Evikela Ncube ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe ubexoxa icingo losithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7. Ezinye inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye lengcuthi ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi iZANU-PF ilakho ukunqoba kukhetho oluzayo ingaqhubeka ithola inani lamavoti aphezulu ezigabeni lapho elosekelo khona. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute ithi lokhu kuvezwa yimpumela yokhetho olwedluleyo
okugcizelelwe njalo yingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe nomnumzana Nomini Pinduka owekolitshini le-Africa University, yena-ke owethule impumela yocwaningo alwenzileyo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba usithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7 uxoxa lomnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe.
Yahluka mhlawumbe kwabanye abantu, nabo abantu sizabona ngokungafani. Uma i-Citizens Coalition for Change ingasebenza ngale ndlela inyuse kakhulu amasokisi njalo ibe nabantu abangayilekelela ngezinsiza zokulwa ukhetho, lapha ngikhuluma phecelezi ngama-resources, amathuba ayo abukeka emaningi kakhulu. Ngoba sizakhumbula ukuthi msakazi into eyiyona ebeyingcindezi enkulu ukuthi i-MDC ihluleke ukuluwina ukhetho, kwaba yikuhlukana kwabaholi bayo. Yikho lokho nje okwadala ukuthi sibone amandla ayo encipha uma singabheka sisuka la eyaqala khona ukuncintisa okhethweni ngo-2000. Kodwa esikubona manje ukuza ndawonye kwabaholi ngaphansi kweqembu leli i-TCC, sibona ungathi kuzanikeza kuvuselele nomdlandla omkhulu kubantu akade belandela amaqembu aphikisa ikakhulu kuseyi-MDC. I-ZANU-PF uma sithanda ukubuka ngokwenza kwayo, iyenza okweqembu elethukileyo, ayizethembi. Engase futhi ikwenze kunyuke kakhulu isimo sodlakela, ngoba yilo phela oluvamise vele ukuthi lubasize uma kusiza okhethweni, kube yilo olubalekelelayo ukutshala ukwesaba ebantwini bavote, hayi ngoba bevota bekhululekile ngey'nhliziyo zabo, kodwa bavote bevota besesimeni sokwesaba. Ngoba manje uma ulalelisisa lapha phansi usiya ngezindawo ngezindawo, abantu bayakhala kakhulu.
Lo ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, ubexoxa lapho ecingweni losithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7. Owake waba ngumongameli wakwele Kenya umnumzana Mwai Kibaki, waba ngumkhokheli welizwe kwesithathu ngemva kokuthola kwalelo lizwe uzibuse akasekho. UKibaki obhubhe ngeseleminyaka engamashumi atobamanemunye wabusa kusukisela ngomnyaka 2002 kusiya ku-2013. Umongameli Uhuru Kenyatta walelo lizwe nguye owazise ngemva kaKibaki namhlanje emncoma wamagama ngemisebenzi yakhe emihle empilweni yakhe. UKibaki kodwa ukhunjulwa njalo ngodlayela olwaba khona elizweni lakhe ngemva kokhetho lomnyaka 2007. Lapho ayencintisana laye kulolu khetho, umkhokheli wobandla elaliphikisa uRaila Odinga waphikisa impumela yokunqoba kwakhe ukhetho esithi kube lokuqelebezela, kwagcina kubangela ukulwisana kwabasekeli bamabandla abo lapho kwabulawa abantu abedlula inkulungwane eyodwa 1,100. Kodwa wagcina inconywa umhlaba jikelele ngomnyaka 2010 ngokuloba utsha isisekelo sombuso welizwe esiqondisa ukubana umongameli kumele abuswe okwamahlandla athile abesededela kumunye, okuyikho akwenzayo ngomnyaka ka-2013. Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela okwenzakala eZimbabwe kugoqela uhlelo lokubalwa kwabantu kule-census, ukukhuphuka kwentengo yesinkwa nokunye. Okwamanje wethi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika.
Democratic Democratic People's Republic of Korea liqhubeka liqakathekisa izikhali zohlobo lwama-ballistic missiles phezu komvikela wesigaba lomhlaba jikelele. Kutsho isiphathamandla esibona ngeze-DPRK umnumzana Sung Kim. Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba eWashington, uKim uveze ukuba le-DPRK selivivinye izikhali zama-ballistic missiles test ezilitshumi lantathu kusukela ekuqaleni komnyaka ka-2022. Ezintathu zazo ngezenelisa ukufinyelela amanye amazwekazi ama-intercontinental missiles. Uhulumende weDPRK esebenzisa ingcosana yenotho yalelo lizwe ukwakha izikhali ezingekho emthethweni. Lanxa ubuyanga balelo lizwe buqhubeka busiya phambili, kutsho umphathintambo Kim, leDPRK liyingozi kumvikela wesigaba. Ekuqhubekeni kokwephula izivumelwano ezimbalwa ezomanyano we-United Nations Security Council, eleMelika kunye labangani balo baphendule lesi sehlakalo ngemizamo yokwenqabela ingozi lokwehlisa izinga lobungcwethi bohlelo lokulolonga lezi zikhali. Ngasikhathi sinye kusetshenziswa inkulumo, konke kuyimizamo yokuba lesi sigaba ese-Korean Peninsula sibe singelazikhali ze-nuclear. Ngomabasa umanyano we-US Indo-Pacific Command wapha umlayo wokubheka ngeso lokhozi ukwenzakala kulwandle lwe-Yellow Sea. Kwakhuthazwa amazwe angabangane leMelika ukuthi ahlale elimukile, ezimisele ukuthi kube lokuzivikela. Umanyano with the command watshengisela ubungcitshi bendizamtshina zempi eziphapha zivela emkhunjini elwandle lwe-Yellow Sea ukuze kubonakale ukuzinikela kweleMelika. Phezu kwalokho, eleMelika labika amanyathelo ambalwa azathathwa ukwenqabela ele-DPRK ukuthapha ulwazi lokusebenzisa ukulolonga ubungcwethi bokulungisisa izikhali lezi ezingekho emthethweni kulenhlanganiso labantu abafakelwa izijeziso zenotho. EleMelika lakhweza udaba lokudutshulwa kwama-ballistic missiles kumanyano we-United Nations Security Council. Lanxa eleRussia leleChina evimbe ukwethulwa kombiko emphakathini, eleMelika lisebenzelana lexuku elilokhu likhula ukulimukisa umhlaba ngokuziphatha buchapha kwele-DPRK. Kumele ele-DPRK liphiwe umlandu, kutsho umphathintambo uKim. Phezu kwakho konke lokhu, sifuna ukubeka mgceke ukuthi inkulumo kuphela yiyo emele yenziwe. Ufungile, asila moya omubi kwele-DPRK. Uhulumende lo uzimisele ukulalela izikhalazo zonke eze-DPRK, kukhulunyiswana ngazo ezilukhuni indaba, kodwa konke lokhu kungenzakala ngokukhulumisana kuphela.
Lolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weleMelika. Kwezemidlalo, mqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele-Highlanders, uMandla Mpofu uthi iqembu lakhe alingeke linqotshwe ngamanye xa lingadlala ngendlela elidlale ngayo ngosuku lokuthakazelela uzibuse, lapho elinqobe khona ele-Dynamos laphakamisa inkezo ye-Independence Trophy. Intetele zindaba yetu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iqembu le-Highlanders lizavakatshela iqembu eliphethe isicoco seligi le-FC Platinum ngomgqibelo enkundleni emandaba, njalo uMpofu uthi abafana bakhe bengayithatha yonke imiklomelo yemithathu nxa bengadlala ngendlela abadlale ngayo ngomvulo.
ukukhuthaza abadlali bami ukuthi umdlalo esiwudlaleyo ngifuna sidlale izidlabuzane kade sidlala ku-Dynamos silifake amagemini wonke abuyayo. Ambona ukuthi kule team ingakwanisa ukuthi sihle, ngifuna beqhubeke ngedlabuzane kade bedlala ku-Dynamos siya phambili njengoba le iviki njengoba ngomgqibelo siya ku-Platinum behambe beledlabuzane le-Dynamos.
Umdlali weqembu le-Islanders uRaman Kutanzira laye uthi indlela abadlale ngayo bedlala le qembu le-Dynamos ibachiye sebelokuzithemba.
Dynamos iyazi nawe ukuthi kuba into enkulu kakhulu, kuyasinikeza amandla. Yonke team ebuyayo sibili, hayi kathi sinthembele sibili, one game at a time sabe silokhu siwina sibili, siphusha lathi khona kuyathembisa sibili, kuyathembisa.
Iqembu le-Islanders labadlali abambalwa abake badlalela iqembu le-FC Platinum ababalisa yena uGutanzira, unqobe izitha masuku, uJoel Nkonzo kanye lomgadli ohlohle igoli elidale umehluko umdlalo wenkezo ye-Independence uStanley Ngala.
Iqembu le-FC Platinum is a former player, i-pressure ikhona but engawukhulumayo ukuthi iyafanana igame, at the end of the day ibhola libhola, asila pressure njengeteam, sila i-pressure njengeteam again, but engawukhulumayo ukuthi period njengama-players ya-Islanders period and sizayiphatha njengegame like sidlala ngamanye ama-team.
Kweminye imidlalo yangomgqibelo iqembu le-Chicken Inn lizadlala lele-Bulawayo City ngaseLuveve, iqembu le-Tennis lizemukela eleyada ngasesakuva, iqembu le-Harare City lizanqikelana lele-Black Rhinos ngase-National Sports Stadium, kuthi ele-ZPC Caribe lizadlala lele-Nkezi Platinum Stars ngase-Nyamunga. Ngesonto iqembu le-Crimson Bullets lizadlala lele-Randalls College ngasesakuva, iqembu le-Dynamos lizemukela ele-Manyika Diamonds ngase-National Sports Stadium, iqembu le-Bulawayo Chiefs lizadlala lele-Wawa ngaseLuveve, kuthi ele-Triangle lizadibana lele-Capes United ngase-Kipo. Ngimele i-Studio 7 kuBulawayo, ngingu-Joseph Njanji.
Uwaza Friday kuleviki sinomhloli ophekayo njalo acule umvumo we-house nengoma zokholo. USimbarashi Kodzai wazakala ngegama lakhe lokucula elithi Afrowave kumbe KOD. Yena ucula ekuBulawayo. Asizweni ixoxa lomsakazi we-Studio 7 u-Ezra Chisasvanda.
U-Afrowave ulesiphiwo sokupheka nokuhlanganisa iziginci ezijiyeneyo ukuthi aphume lomculo ohlakazayo. Yikho nje abacindezela ezomculo emazweni atshiyeneyo sebemcela ukuthi abaphekele imculo etshiyeneyo njalo. Khumbuza abalaleli ukuthi uSimba ngubani kwezomculo.
Mbezwa KOD kumbe Afrowave, ngisebenzelani lapha oBulawayo. Sengisebenze kwezomculo iminyaka edlula elitshumi. Ngiqale ngisebenza lo Moyi uJoe Maseko, House of Rising Sound.
U-Afrowave sezibhekela imculo yonke incedisa labanye abaculi.
Umculo ngiyazenzela njengoba ngishilo ukuthi I'm a producer and sound engineer. Ngiyazenzela mphinde ngenzela abantu abahlukileyo ukuncedisa abaningi ikakhulu abayenza i-gospel. Recently kule album elika Pastor Barak eliphumile elithiwa Mwavuma, which is doing quite well on so many different platforms.
KOT ikwabithwe ngaba makampani ezomculo amaningi aphetheya. Sibencela ukuthi abaphekele umculo.
No, ama umculo engiyenzayo ngiyenza umculo warehouse music sensana le nyi record label Hysteres Producers elise Portugal. Ilenze sensana lalo kakhulu. And then ulelinye se South Africa try Black Diamond Music. Ngengakhipha le try Open Palm Music elise New York. Maningi ama projects ulelinye try Moving Deep. Elise UK.
Abaningi bakhala ngokuthi imculo yabahlabeleli bakobulawayo ayithengwa. UKOT uthi isimo somnotho elizweni njalo bakhangelelwa phansi.
Ngelamali esayelayo uthi abantu benze ezinye izinto about 10. Abantu bayadedela like ama-artists abobulawayo. Abababoni njengabantu. Maybe uthi industry yangkhona ilamali, abantu bangkhona sigadala imchovo everyday, bathona besibona emchoveni, ijami. Twitter KOT underscore worldwide, Instagram KOT underscore worldwide, Facebook KOT worldwide.
Uzimbarashe kodzayo ule studio ngakibe eGwabalanda lapho apheka imculo etshiyeneyo ephathisa labaculi abafuna ukugcindezela eyabo imculo. Nguye phela ku KOT othimbe ukuthi Afrowave ebesilayo kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday mpelasonto emnandikini lonke igama lami Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Isihlobo wathi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Uhulumende usesungule uhlelo lokulungisisa imigwaqo yabulawayo esiwonakele. Uhlelo lokubala kwabantu olusungulwe izolo luyaqhubeka olwe-census, lapho inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zikhuthaza ukubana impumela yalo ibe ngeqotho. Kuwoza Friday kuleviki besilomculi opheka njalo acule umdumo wehouse lengoma zokholo uSimbakashi Gudzayi. Sizokuba ngelapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo uChristopher Jeremiah ngisithi libe lempela sonto elithulela, kodwa labo abangenelisanga ukuzwa iindaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ekulentshini ku-www.voaindebele.com.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America.